Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over good growth strategies versus bad growth strategies. And it depends on your area, of course, but a lot of this is applicable to most areas. And there's a way to market yourself without, of course, losing money. And there's a way to market yourself to lose money. And I'll go over these different ways of marketing your business to get new accounts and ways to win out there. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. Marketing is a tricky thing, and I mentioned it's area dependent, but I think this is applicable to most service areas, Florida, California, Nevada, Arizona, Texas, those areas where getting accounts is something that you really want to do during the summer because you want to expand your business. There may have been some contraction in the winter. Typically, we don't lose too many accounts in the wintertime here, but sometimes you do lose some. And then the summer is a great time to grow your business if you want to bring on an employee and you want to maximize your route. So let's say, I'm just going to give this as an example. You ended the season with 70 accounts and you plan on trying to get to 85 accounts in the summer, and you really think it's a realistic goal. And I think in most areas, that is a realistic goal to get 15 accounts over a 4 month period. It shouldn't be that difficult if you market yourself correctly. So what about offering 1 month free service if you get new service accounts versus another strategy that I'll talk about? So offering free service, depending on your area, may be a bad idea. And I'll say this because people that are usually looking for something free or at a big discount, which is free, basically 1 month, are people that are not going to be your best clients going forward. They may be someone struggling with their pool care. They see your advertisement for free service. You know, you may advertise with flyers or maybe Google ads or something like that. And they'll gravitate towards your business because that's the kind of person they are. And I found in the past, from my experience, that anytime you offer a free service, like 1 month free, you're not going to get the long-term account that you're looking for, nor the good client that you're looking for. Typically, people with money aren't looking for 1 month free service. They're just looking for the best service provider out there. And that's kind of what they're focused on. So instead of offering 1 month free, I think it's better to team up with a local builder in your area. And this is much more lucrative to do than offering free service to clients that are kind of on the bottom. And I wouldn't call them bargain hunters, but yes, they are kind of looking for a deal all the time when they're out there shopping or whatever. They're the person in front of you at the grocery store with 20 coupons. Basically, you don't want that person. So better to team up with a local builder that needs someone to do startups for them. And then you do the startups. Now, startups, people worry about them because they're afraid of being blamed for problems, or they may think it's difficult. It's really easy. Most builders will want you to do the National Plaster Council traditional startup. And if you look that up, it's really easy. The traditional startup is basically starting the pool and balancing the water and then going back there for a 28-day process. And you could find this by Googling National Plaster Council traditional startup. And then you would do the startup for the builder. And then you're going to land a premium account, basically. You want to, of course, do the introduction to the customer to the pool and go over everything that they need, every detail of the pool care. And then you can solicit the service with your company. Chances are you're going to land the pool service account because the customer just spent $150,000 for the pool. They don't want to ruin it. And you want to make that presentation as complicated and as kind of, I wouldn't say scary, but as off-putting as possible, that doing it yourself is a problem. And then you'll land that account usually. And so you're going to get brand new equipment, a brand new pool, and a brand new pool customer that doesn't have any preset conditions or thoughts about pool service in their heads, and usually you can charge a premium price for that pool service. So again, would you rather advertise for 1 month free and get the bargain hunting customer, or would you rather team up with a builder, do some startups for them, and get a good chance of landing that account after you do the startup? I would say, of course, the latter is much more preferable, and that's what you probably need to do. You can also team up with realtors, and I did this back in 2009, 2010, when there were a lot of foreclosures. I would tell the realtor, hey, I'll take care of the pool for you. I'll make sure that it looks good. And this is usually for a for sale with an owner that's doing it themselves, and the realtor is kind of frustrated with how the pool looks. You just go into the real estate offices locally and just show them that you're in the business to help them out. Offer the realtor a discount on the service or the homeowner a discount. They'll keep you for that period of time. And then they may introduce you to the new owner. Usually if they like you, they'll give your information to the new homeowner, and then you can get that account. Now, it was really successful back in 2009 and 10. I got a lot of accounts that way. May not be quite as lucrative now, but it's still an option available. Use the realtors to maintain the pools. And that's an angle that I used effectively back then. Again, it's just market dependent, but there's other ways to get accounts without offering free service. And if you offer a discount to the owner that's selling their house or the realtor, you're not losing money technically, because you're going to eventually get that lead, hopefully, and get that account. Here's another one. Should you spend $1,000 a month on Google Ads, Thumbtack, Home Advisor, Yelp, or should you buy a partial route? And this is something, again, that you can do the math on. You know, if you purchase a partial route, and you should know what you're looking for, you should be experienced enough now in the industry to know that if you buy 10 pools, these pools have to be 10 good pools that you want to add to your pool route. So I'll just give you a little math here and see if this makes sense to you. Now, if you spend $1,000 on Google to get accounts in the summertime, and you spend, let's say this, you spent $4,000 and you got yourself 5 accounts. That's not terrible. I mean, you basically paid, a little over $1,000 for each of those accounts with that marketing. It'll take you 5 or 6 months to get that money back after, you discount everything. And, it's one of those things where it's not a bad idea. If you get 10 accounts but $4,000, that's even better. That means that each account was roughly $450 or $500. And that's not too bad. So you're basically paying $500 for that pool, which is 2 or 3 months of service to pay that off. That's pretty good. But that's not always the case. And sometimes you're in a highly competitive area, or if you spend $4,000, you may get 2 accounts, which is $2,000 each, and you're probably better off buying those accounts. There's also a thing when you buy accounts, you may get them in a tight area, and if you're getting accounts through Google Ads or Thumbtack, they may be spread out and maybe a little bit outside the area that you really want to service, and it's not as tight as you want. Whereas if you buy the pools, you're getting actually pools in an area that's really tight usually, and usually the pools are good. The person selling them, the customers want, are long-term customers, at least 2 years or longer, and the pools generally are in pretty good shape. You don't want, of course, to buy pools that are junk, and you should be able to spot that. But let's just say, for sake of an example here, that you buy 10 pools, and let's say you get them again for 9 times, so they're making $200 a month, you pay $18,000 for them, you keep these pools for a year, that's $24,000, and that means that after a little less than a year, you have these pools paid off. And then when you go into year 2, let's just add this together. Let's say you have that $6,000 profit from year 1. And then in year 2, you add another $24,000 and you have $30,000 over the course of 2 years. And that's a net to you after buying these pools for $18,000. Not a bad investment, really. If you are able to keep those 10 pools and they're in a tight area and those pools are good, it may make sense to buy a partial route from another pool professional. You can find these advertised on Craigslist. You can find them posted at the supplier. You may even find 15 or 20 pools listed from a national seller like National Pool Route Sales. So it may be logical, if you have $30,000 in the bank just sitting there, to buy a partial route to expand, because the money in the bank is doing you no good. And advertising is not really guaranteed in certain areas. And it's basically a win-win, because you buy them and you have them, and you're able to expand that way. So I think you have to just look at your area, advertise for a while, or if you advertised last summer and know how much you spent and how many pools you got, you may just want to buy a partial route this season based on those numbers. Here's another one. Should you spend $2,000 to have your truck wrapped and have a real fancy looking pool truck with your business name, logo, and everything on there? Or should you spend $70 and get two magnets to put on your door advertising, and maybe spend $100 and get one for the tailgate of your truck, and thereby you spend $100 and you have three signs with your business name and number on there? Or should you spend $2,000 to get the truck wrapped? And again, this is area dependent. And really, wrapping the truck in most cases just matches the professionals in your area. So for example, in my area, a lot of the plumbers have their trucks wrapped. Most of them have them wrapped because it's a really competitive market, and you're going to get more clients that recognize you as legitimate when you pull up with your truck wrapped. As far as pool service in my area, I call it a blank area. I mean, I may see one truck wrapped every 20 or 30 pool trucks that I see driving around. Really, it's not common in my area. I'm a very blank area. My truck's blank, by the way, because I'm not looking for more work. And so if you're in a blank area, just get regular magnetic signs printed and put them on your truck. There's no need to spend $2,000. Now, if you're in Seminole, Florida, or Miami, Florida, where every single pool company is wrapped, and of course, you're going to have to wrap your truck at that point to compete and stay in that market and get some market share. Unfortunately, in that area, you're probably going to have to wrap your truck. But if you're in Arizona and you see at the supplier one truck wrapped and 20 trucks unwrapped, and you see 15 blank trucks, then you're in a good market just to get magnetic signs or even a vinyl lettering for the back of your window. One year I got, I think 15 accounts I just had on my back window. Green to clean, pool cleanups, filter service, one-time cleanups. And I got a ton of accounts that summer driving around with just that vinyl on my back window of my truck. The point is, if you don't need to wrap your truck, don't wrap the truck. Just get magnetic signs to put them on there. Probably one of the cleverest ones I've seen before was a house cleaner, and they had what looked like a realtor sign. And when they stopped at the house cleaning job, and granted they were there probably for an hour and a half, they put the sign behind their vehicle. So it was like a fold out kind of open house type sign. And it was just basically advertising their cleaning service. Now for pool service, that's not a bad idea if you're in a neighborhood and you're doing repairs, or if you're doing a job that's going to take you an hour. Why not put a sign out by your truck, kind of similar to that, to attract people, to look at it, because people are thinking, hey, there's an open house, but it's just the pool service advertising. So something like that would be kind of lucrative in some cases and get kind of creative, but you may not need to wrap your truck. You may not need to spend that kind of money. Now here's another one. Asking your customers for referrals or paying your customers for referrals. And this is something that's interesting, but I see a lot of pool pros are like, they approach their customers and say, hey, if you know anyone that's looking for service, if you don't mind giving them my card. And sometimes they'll give the customer a packet of stuff, like the hand to somebody, like a neighbor or a friend. But without any monetary consideration, the customer is not going to be motivated to approach their neighbor or their friend. And the pool builders are really smart. They'll give a pretty good referral fee to someone when you refer them to another person, because there's a lot of money involved in pool building, and they have plenty of money to give to someone who refers them. I believe I've referred people, and I've gotten quite a bit of referrals from pool builders in the past, and it's something that they find lucrative, and they know that it's important to kind of monetize that. And the same goes for you as a pool service provider. If you hand a customer a packet, a business card, a flyer, and say, oh, if any neighbors are interested or friends that you may know, and by the way, if I do bring them on as a service account, I'll give you a $200 Visa gift card. Now, that's something that they're going to be spurred into action. They'll be at a dinner party talking, and someone's saying, hey, man, my pool guy is just terrible, and I wish I had someone better. They're going to remember you mentioning that if you refer them, they're going to get a $200 Visa card. And believe me, that's going to be on the top of their mind. And they could be wealthy, whatever, but $200 is $200. And if that's kind of the trigger for them, and they're somewhere and someone needs pool service, they'll definitely give them your information. for that $200 Visa gift card. I guess the bottom line here is don't be cheap and don't cheapen your service to land accounts, because then you're going to attract cheap customers or people looking for a discount, and you really don't want those customers. Think outside the box a little bit. You know, if your advertising budget is $5,000 every summer and you're not really getting that for what you're investing in, and sometimes $5,000 will get you 20 pools. I'm not saying that your area won't do that, but don't cheapen yourself by offering discounts and get those customers. And maybe think about teaming up with a builder. Think about buying a partial route. Think about paying for referrals. And really think about your marketing budget overall and the need to market your business in a way that will be effective in your area. And I think if you've gone through a season or two seasons of marketing and advertising, you'll know what works, you know what doesn't work, and then you may want to pivot and change in order to grow your business without really losing time and money in the process. You don't want to do the same thing over and over again. And the actual quote from Albert Einstein is, "Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results." And I think that's kind of what a lot of people do when they do their marketing. They do the same thing every year, every season, and they expect different results from doing the same thing over and over again. So kind of change and pivot if you need to, and try some different marketing strategies in your area to make your growth more effective. If you're looking for other podcasts I've recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And of course, if you go to that banner, click on the icon, there'll be a drop-down menu of close to 1,400 podcasts for you to listen to. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.